daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and it's our brand new game called Battle of the Tinder Dates. Yeah. Where we pit two of our listeners against each other to find out whose dating life is the most tragic. We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, we have to meet our contestants. In this corner, she knows over 700 different yoga poses.
Wow.
Including a few that have been banned in the state of Wyoming. Put your hands together for Jody the Yogi.
Hey.
Hey, Jody. And let's move it on over to the other corner. She can fold a $20 bill in half using just her upper lip. Known on the streets as Kara the Incredible. Kara, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? Hey.
Not much.
Quite the trick, Kara.
Yeah.
I do what I can.
Impressive.
It is amazing. Hopefully you did that on one of your dates and we get to hear that story. Here's how the game works. The first contestant will describe one of their worst Tinder horror stories. Ooh. And then decide the winner. Are you guys ready to begin?
So ready.
Well, it's time for the first round of Battle of the Tinder Dates. Let's begin with Jody. Give us round one of your worst Tinder date.
All right, so me and this guy have been talking for about a week, finally hang out. We're having a beer, and all of a sudden he rips open his shirt, and he's wearing head to toe a Superman spandex bodysuit, which he says he wears all the time just in case.
Oh,
yes.
God. I don't know if that's awesome or horrible. I can't decide.
Whoa. On him, it was a little horrible.
Okay. Too bad.
Well, that's pretty bad. All right, Kara, do you think you can counter with a worse dating story than that?
So I was at a park with this guy, we're hanging out, and he gets stung by a bee on his leg, and immediately he falls to the ground, he's screaming and crying, like having a tantrum, and asked me to call his mom.
Wait, and he didn't have a bee allergy?
No, he was just a little bit.
It just hurt.
I thought
just
it was
a little
Yeah. Are you sure this wasn't the same guy? Did both of you guys go out the same guy? Because it sounds like the dude that would wear a Superman onesie underneath his clothing. We'll move on to round two now. Jody, can you counter that?
So out on this date, this guy decides to tell me that he can sense spirits and that he could feel the spirit of Amelia Earhart next to my liver. But don't worry, because he said he could get her out.
Oh, hey.
Right, so he's going to exorcise the spirit of Amelia Earhart from your liver. Kara, do you think you can beat having Amelia Earhart in your liver?
I was out with this guy at a restaurant, and 5 minutes in, he said he wasn't feeling it, okay? And he said he would give me $10 if we could just end the date right then.
What?
Did you take his money?
Well, no, that's not even the worst part.
Oh, it gets worse.
He didn't have $10.
He didn't even have the money to pay you to end the date.
No, so we negotiated down to $7.
Oh,
and I left.
Oh my God.
So you got paid $7. And it could maybe get you the win in Battle of the Tinder Dates. We'll see. We got one more round. Jody, do you have another story?
Yes, and this is definitely the win.
Okay.
So out on a date with this guy, we're having a great time. It's going fine. And in the middle of the date, he gets an urgent phone call he has to take. He answers the phone, then comes back to tell me he has to go because his girlfriend's in labor.
Ooh. Shut up!
Oh, my God.
Like, he couldn't make up a lie at that point? Yeah. I mean, you've lied so far to get to there.
Did you drive him to the hospital?
No.
That's very rude. You're already out on a date with her boyfriend, and you wouldn't give him a ride to the hospital while she gives birth?
Whoa.
Yeah, well, sounds like he's got a horrible dating story, in my opinion.
I don't know how you can beat that, Kara.
Kara, do you think you can beat it?
This is, like, my worst experience ever. So this guy was, I was in his car, and we were driving to the restaurant, and we get pulled over by the cops. Mm-hmm. So he's starting to pull over, and he reaches over to open up the glove compartment, and he takes out a small bag of drugs and swallows it.
Oh,
no.
No way.
And I am done. And the cop is about to be at the car. And I'm like, what was that? Was that drugs? And he just laughed and was like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry. And in 20 minutes, this is going to be a really fun day. Yeah.
You may want to drive after this.
Yeah.
Did you stick around for long enough to see what happened?
Well, that's the worst part. I was so nervous. And then we finally got to the restaurant and I still had dinner with him.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
There we go. Three
Ladies,
rounds.
Impressive.
Three amazing rounds in Battle of the Tinder Dates. Now we have to go to the judges and get their official scores. Brooke, how do you judge the fight?
God, that was real hard. But I don't know how anything can beat an emergency call with the girlfriend in labor. My vote goes for Jody.
Okay. Really? Brooke scores it for Jody. Yeah. Jose, how do you score it?
I don't know. I do think the girlfriend in labor thing was crazy, Jody. But the fact that somebody paid to end a date with you and somebody turned into a drug mule right in front of you, I have to say, Kara the Incredible, you did it this time.
Really?
Okay, so Jose, Jose's giving it to Kara, and now it's up to me.
Ooh, tiebreaker.
I want to say getting paid to just not be on a date with you is pretty bad. Mm-hmm. But the girlfriend in labor thing, I think, has to take the cake.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to go with Jody. Congratulations, Jody. Woo! You are the winner in Battle of the Tinder Dates. You're the grand champion today. The grand champion of sadness.
Yeah, man.
And you have one of the most tragic dating lives around.
Congrats to Jody and to her date for becoming a father.
Yeah.
You know, keep in contact with him. Maybe, you know, it could be godmother or something.
It was like a babysitter, live-in nanny.
There you go. Good luck on the next few dates you have. And hopefully we won't talk to you again on Battle of the Tinder Dates.
Yeah.
Well, I did just win, so probably going to happen again.
All right. In your eyes.